This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Each and every Friday, we check in with the great folks over at Brinkotter.com and Brinkotter Realtors. Ryan Campbell joins us. He's heading up the digital efforts. And Brinkotter's been light years ahead of everyone in this area for years and years. And they recently have surpassed 3 million page views this year and about 700,000 sessions logged for the year. Ryan, how do you guys keep score? I mean, what are the metrics you're looking at so you can best serve your customers?
Well, we look at the numbers. I mean, like you said, we've had 3 million page views this year, which is phenomenal. Just looking at the numbers year over year, that's over 1 million page views from where we're at from the same time period last year. So that's real exciting news. Like many companies, I mean, we're adapting to the change in times, and of course, part of that means how we conduct business, and we've always prided ourselves on being innovative and proactive, which has given us a lot of agility to adapt quickly. Now more than ever, I mean, as you guys probably know too, I mean, people are going online, and we're trying to meet our clients where they are, and I mean, it all starts with the website, and people are going there to start their hunt. Buyer demand right now is really strong. We're still one of our biggest challenges, of course, the low inventory. So now more than ever is a great time to list your home.
Yeah, it really is. And this acceleration of technology, in my opinion, meaning this pandemic is going to change some things forever. I mean, we may get back to something sort of normal in other areas. But I think the days of hundreds of people coming to an open house on Sundays, that's going to change and will change forever. People are going to use that website, you know, as your words, now more than ever, to narrow down the few houses they actually want to see in person.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, our biggest goal, I mean, particularly when you choose a list with Brinkotter, you get the power of Brinkotter.com, and that just means more attention, more exposure, and a bigger impact. I love the interactive floor plans, the 3D virtual walkthroughs. We're also offering what we call like a virtual open house that allows an agent to give people a guided tour through a home. And then, of course, the HDR photography. It really allows people, I mean, like you said, they're honing in on their search. I mean, before where you may go out and look at 10 to 15 houses, you're really narrowing down that search. You're utilizing the 3D walkthroughs, taking the opportunity to actually thoroughly investigate a home, get all the information you want, and then pick maybe a couple. Okay, now we're ready to go look.
Absolutely.
I think people are just being more selective in general.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you've got so many agents, you know, across all kinds of demographics, and I'm sure people, like everyone else, you know, they're struggling to get to here, get to there, but it seems like all of your folks are embracing this.
Oh, yes. We've adapted. I mean, with especially like as people have moved on or people have moved through this period, I mean, we've been well placed to where, I mean, people have laptops, people work remotely. I mean, we've seen that migration. It's certainly been accelerated over the last 6 to 9 months. And fortunately, we have an excellent team who's poised and ready for all that. And yeah, it's changing times, and it's exciting times for real estate right now. I mean, the market is just keeps burning hot, and we're just trying to see it through the end of the year, and hopefully can connect people. There's a lot of people out there shopping right now looking for a home. We just need more homes
all
on
right.
the market.
Ryan, there's some national trends, too, that I think come right back home to this mm-hmm. area. We're going to talk to Christy about Dalton City. People are looking at moving out a little bit, right? They want a little more space. They want a little more. The good news is, you know, I watched somebody spend $360,000 on a 750-square-foot condo in Hawaii.
Right.
That same amount of money will get you a whole lot in Dalton City, Illinois. People are moving to sort of Wyoming. People are moving out of cities. Do you see sort of like this Dalton City kind of thing, more of that as people think, well, I'll take a 15-minute commute?
Well, I think, yeah, and then particularly I think with a lot of people having the ability to work more online,
yep.
that commute's not as big of an impact as it was before. And, I mean, yeah, your families are still growing, and, I mean, you take a look around, and, I mean, we all kind of, I think, lived in a bubble at one point, and that bubble has shrunk, and a lot of that, it consists of us being at home more and interacting with our families at home more. So, yeah, people take a look around, and it's like, we need more space. We want to take advantage of outdoor spaces. I know my family and I do. We had a cookout in the backyard a couple weekends ago, but, I mean, you just spend a lot more time at home, so how can you best utilize that time and take advantage? And a lot of cases, it means more space.
All right, Ryan. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. BrinkOtter.com. Christy will be with us on the other side. We'll tell you about what $397,500 will get you in Dalton City. Here's a hint. It's more than 750 square feet. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Can you do it from the gymnasium all day?
I'll give it a
joke. There ought to be an echo.
Cut out that malarkey. Anyway, today showers and thunderstorms are likely with an early high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52 and a chance of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is at 66 degrees. And your WSOY time is 7:49. This look at your weather brought to you by Melissa Watson, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor. When life happens...
Life has a way of throwing unexpected events and new opportunities our way. When your life goals change with time or fluctuating market conditions throw your plan off course, Wells Fargo Advisors' investment planning process offers the flexibility to make the adjustments you need to help you live the life you want. When life happens, we can help. For more information, call me, Melissa Watson, Financial Advisor, at 420-4640.
Don't eat alone. Let's support local restaurants and the United Way by eating out as often as possible to support the 2020 United Way's Dine United. Every Wednesday in September and October, visit local restaurants for a socially distanced lunch or takeout. Let's give some love to these restaurants that have continually supported United Way of Decatur and Middle Illinois and now need our support. In Mount Zion, stop by Crawford's Pizza, Black Iron Coffee Company, and Solsa. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, Downtown Decatur Cafe, Coffee Connection, both Main Street and inside DMH locations, the Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Lock, Stock & Barrel, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Solsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. It's the 2020 United Way's Dine United campaign every Wednesday, all of September and October. Visit uwdecatur.org for more information. Thank you for dining united.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeder. I have 20 years experience as a prosecutor and 15 years as a public defender. Local elections are important now more than ever because we don't always have control over what might come out of Springfield or Chicago. As your state's attorney, I will have the ability to use common sense in the application of the law. Our community's safety, well-being, and economic prosperity are my concern. As state's attorney, I will protect all the citizens of Macon County. Please vote for me, Scott Reeder, on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Scott Reeder.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We welcome back to the program, Christy Tindall with Team Fritchie. They've got a house in Dalton City you need to take a look at. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's very kind of you. Dalton City, I tell you what, this is a lot of house and a lot of land and a lot of bang for your buck. Give me the highlights.
Okay, so we have 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. You know, you were talking about that little, the deal out in Hawaii that is 750 square feet. This house has 5,075 square feet. So there is room to grow and roam and do whatever you need to at this property, not only inside, but outside as well, because we're on almost 1.25 acres on a big corner lot in Dalton City. Basically, you also have a 3.5-car garage that's attached and another 2-car garage that's detached on the property.
That's insane. This is the same price point as the condo in Maui, and you're not. They got 750 square feet on a second floor with no grass. This 397,500 gets you 4-bed, 3.5-bath, 5,000 square feet, 1.23 acres, and 5 cars worth of garage.
Yep. There you go.
That's absolutely amazing. Talk to me about a little bit about the 5,000 square feet in the inside.
Okay. As you enter the property, there's this beautiful living room with a gas fireplace that has a cathedral ceiling that opens up to a formal dining room. This family had used that as an office, but you could easily use it as a dining room. In the kitchen, there is an island bar. It's beautiful, and it's tiered, so you can have like a breakfast bar or what we now call like the homework bar in the kitchen. for when you got to be working there with the kids or whoever. There are four bedrooms on the main level of the property, and then the master also has cathedral ceilings. You've got this walk-in closet that I think is a little bigger than my first bedroom as a kid, I'm pretty sure. There's a separate shower and a big soaker tub. I don't know, I'm really into that. Not everybody is, I get it. Fantastic, one-of-a-kind basement, stained concrete floor, a big rec room. You've got movie night space. There's a pool table, plenty of space for shooting pool, and a second kitchen downstairs. It's got this really cool, sleek, industrial vibe with the exposed beams. There's a raised wood floor with a wet bar in that second kitchen, and there's plenty of flex room downstairs, an exercise room, and the third bath that's downstairs as well.
That's pretty amazing. You can go to BrinkOutta.com. You can also go to the Nauticator Facebook page, 8438 Goodwin Circle. It is Mount Zion School District, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, so technically in Dalton City, but Mount Zion Schools. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of Team Fritchie if they want to? Clearly, they can go check out the Matterport and all the different pictures and descriptions. But if they want to see this in person, how's the best way to contact you guys?
You can contact me at 855-1085, or you can contact Kevin at 620-5874. Or you can go ahead and texting is fine as well. You know, go ahead and start that out if you want, just to get a little feel for everything. Give us an email shout out. That'd be great. But we really would love for you to check out stuff on the website, get the feel of the property, and then give us a call if you'd like to go out and see it. Or if you're already working with an agent, make sure that you contact them to see the property. We don't want to infringe on anybody's agency relationship, but we would love to get you into this house. And give you some indoor and outdoor space to enjoy this fall.
Yep, built for the future. All right, Christy, great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. This is a beautiful place.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.